Jai Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON, founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anantagoti, Vaishnav, Vrindi ki jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaita Gadadha, Shibasadi Gaur Bhakta, Vrindi ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gopikapatna, Sayamakunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuradam ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Srimati Lassi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees, 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 all glories the Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nevashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Vajatarani Om Ganata Madandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So before we go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I have promised you all last night that I would show you some pictures, which are not very well organized, of some of the places that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, and these are pictures of when I visited those places on one of our many bus tours that I took devotees on. And we started in Sridham Mayapur. Those of you who don't know what Sridham Mayapur is, that's the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And we proceeded by renting our own bus to go all the way to South Indy. We did several bus tours. This is one of our earlier bus tours. That's not the latest bus tour. But anyway, you'll get an idea of some of the places that we visited. And one of the places, well, I got too many slides, actually. So it's going to have to go real fast. We're not going to go through Jagannath Puri because you've seen that already. And perhaps by tomorrow, I'll find the slideshow I put together. But in any case, you'll get a chance to see some of the pictures right now before we go on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we mentioned yesterday that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before visiting Jagannath Puri, he went to see Shakshi Gopal, Aditi and Shakshi Gopal in Ramuna. So we have some very nice pictures of the Ramuna temple there, and I'd like to show them to you. Give me one second. Okay. And it's going to be a little bit out of order, but at least you'll get an idea of some of the things we did on our South Indian tour. So I'm going to share the screen right now with all of you. And here we go. And I think you can all see the screen. This is, of course, the Samadhi of Madhavendra Puri, which is in Ramuna. Madhavendra Puri is the spiritual master of Ishwara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, hopefully I can forward these slides to. Yeah, there we go. And these are some of the dioramas inside the temple of the Shirachara Gopinath Mandir in Ramuna. This, of course, is Krishna and the cowboys. First of all, the coward boys entering the Gasura demon and Krishna wondering what to do. Very nice dioramas there. This is the entrance to the temple, Krishna and Arjuna and the chariot, and Krishna showing Arjuna the universal form. All the deities, the devotees taking darshan of Shirachara Gopinath. This is the courtyard of Shirachara Gopinath where we spent the night inside. And some of the dioramas of the Bakasura demon. This is the outside. And as we see here, it's just a very, very simple village where the Shirachara Gopinath temple is. And our bus was parked outside here in front of the temple. They have cows connected with the deity room, and the cows provide the milk for the deities from which the condensed milk is made. It's a beautiful cows. And this deity room is connected, or the cow Goshala is connected to the deity room. Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, Kamsa seeing Durga, Krishna appearing before Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna stealing the butter, Krishna with his coward boyfriends, Krishna killing Kamsa, Krishna leaving Vrindavan to the gopis, begging Krishna. This is pretty nice, actually, to show these to the devotees, to all of you. And the gopis trying to stop Krishna and Balaram from leaving Vrindavan, and Krishna stealing the clothes of the gopis. This is an amazing pastime that's there in the Bhagavatam, and the gopis, making the gopis come out of the water. And this way they were married. This is the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that were installed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to commemorate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming there. Hope everyone can see this nicely. Let me just get a little... let me pull the chat window up. Someone send me a chat to see if you're actually able to see this nicely. Say yes, no, maybe, perhaps. Yes, okay, good. Okay, that's good. So we're going very quickly because we may take up today's whole class with this, in fact. That's Krishna freeing Manigriva and Nalakuvara from their bodies as trees during the Damodar pastime. They have all these beautiful, beautiful displays there. And Krishna killing the Putana demon. And the Rasa dance. These are displays within the temple of Shirachara Gopinath. Yashoda Mayi and Krishna. Another picture. And this is, of course, that's the Samadhi of Madhavendra Puri. Vasudeva carrying Krishna across the Jamuna River, switching Krishna, with the daughter of Yashodabai, Krishna and Kaliya. And here are the deities. This is Shirachara Gopinath. And as we mentioned several times before, the center deity is Shirachara Gopinath. These other deities were added later. This center deity is a relief deity, and this deity was carved by Lord Ramchandra. When Lord Ramchandra was asked by Sita Devi when they were in Ramuna, what do you look like in Dwapara Yuga? And Lord Ramchandra took out his bow and arrows and carved this beautiful deity of Shirachara Gopinath. Shirachara Gopinath means the Gopinath deity that stole the sweet rice from Madhavendra Puri. We told that story in a previous class here. A group of devotees, and of course this is, I think this is Rasikananda's Bhajan Kutir or Samadhi, and his inside of his Bhajan Kutir. I believe it's Rasikananda. That's Rasikananda, and that's Madhavendra Puri. And so that's that particular slideshow. Whoops. And then we'll go on to another slideshow. This is going to be a little... Normally, I would have this put together in a whole PowerPoint of slideshows, but I didn't have a chance to do that. And next, we'll show you the Sakshi Gopal Temple from the outside. I have some pictures of Sakshi Gopal, but I don't have them here right now. So this is, some of the pictures are going to be on their side, because actually I didn't have a chance to do anything with them. Hold on a second. Let me share the screen again. Sakshi Gopal. So, sorry, this picture's on the side. Actually, I think I can actually rotate it. Anyway, my viewpoint is being blocked by the Zoom window. Anyway, so you get a chance to see what the outside of the temple is. I wasn't allowed in this temple because I was not born in India. So, and there's the inside of the temple. You can see from there. If you could see the deities, you'd be able to see the deities. And us white folks were stopped from going into the temple. And there's a pillar of the Garuda Stamba outside there. And that's that particular slideshow. Then, just a brief overview, and hopefully in the next few days I can actually find the slideshow that I put together from my several trips. Then we arrived after Jagannath Puri, and I don't have any slides here right now of some of the other places we stopped at. But anyway, we went to Singhachalam. Singhachalam is a place of Lord Nrsingadev where he is covered with sandalwood pulp. It's a Varaha Nrsingadev. It's covered with sandalwood pulp. And so that sandalwood pulp makes him look like a Nrsinga deity. And we will see this slideshow in a second. Hold on a second. Give me 1 second. I'll share it again. Whoops, I got the wrong thing. Let me just get to the first picture. So, Mangalgiri. It's actually a mountain, and a small mountain, and you get to climb the mountain. And you'll see a picture of that right now. Hold on 1 second, Dito. Share screen. Here we go. This is the bus stand at the bottom of the mountain. You can climb up, or there's many, many, many stairs, or you can actually take a bus up. So here's the bus stand. And that's me when I was a young whippersnapper, and all the devotees enjoying their coconuts. It's part of our tour. We had devotees from Finland, we had devotees from the United States, we had devotees from India, from many, many different places. Some of you who are watching may recognize yourselves. And then we climbed up to see the temple, very ancient temple. There's carved pillars And these pillars are actually carved in stone. They're not molded. They're actually carved in stone over many, 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 many years. Very valuable replica there. And there's the temple there. And we weren't able to get a picture of the deities because they don't let you take a picture of the deity. But this is actually what you see on the left is what the deity, or on your, I guess it would be on your right. Because I think you're seeing a reverse image. Or maybe not. No, this is on your left. So where the arrow is pointing, that's the Baraha Nrisimha deity. And what you see right now is the Baraha Nrisimha deity in the middle that is covered by sandalwood, so he looks like a Shiva Linga. There's some views of the outside of the temple. Beautiful carvings, stone carvings that, of course, obviously that were handmade with great devotion. Here's our tour group. Get a close-up here. Some of you, you may recognize some of the people. Here there's Jai Shri. Some of you know her. It's when she was very young. It's Runga Devi from North Carolina, the devotee Gayatri from Finland, and some other devotees might be some people from Finland, Muralidhar, Gopinath, Keshava Madhava, and devotees are going like Lord Nrisimhadev. They're making hand mudras like Lord Nrisimhadev. And this devotee's name is Balaram Avaduta. And you see, we're all just really enjoying ourselves on the South Indian tour. Another picture of all the devotees. Many, many years ago. And walking up the hill, getting in the mood of Lord Nrisimhadev, and there's, anyway, there's a Rakshasa there in that picture. And there's a Hanuman at the top of the hill. And here's the entrance to the temple. One side entrance to another temple that's near the temple, and there's a big, like, Lord Nrisimhadev mouth. It's a gate. Very interesting. And wait, that's the central corridor to see the deities. And then again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet that were installed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, commemorating where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited on his South Indian tour. More pictures of the temple, as you see elaborate carvings on the side. Amazing, amazing artwork. There's Lord Nrisimhadev carved in the side of the temple. Close-up of Lord Nrisimhadev carved in the outside of the temple. Amazing. You really appreciate the depths of the culture of India when you go on a tour like this. It really connects you. There's part of the path walking up the hill. We did walk up the hill. And walking down the hill. Okay, and that is the Singhachalam temple. Next, after the Singhachalam temple, then we went to, where did we go? Mangalgiri. It was Mangalgiri, so this is Vijayawada, Vishakhapatnam, like that. Where's Mangalgiri? Mangalgiri and Vijayawada. Mangalgiri, hold on a second. Oops, okay, let's share this. I wanted to get to the Chaitanya Charitamrita tonight, but we'll see how far we get. We'll share this. This is another demon chanting at Mangalgiri. So, anyway, so, and the Mangalgiri's on the mountain, and this is where you have the Nrisimhadev deity that's built in. He's self-manifested from the mountain, and it's called Pana Nrisimha, where you feed him sugar water or gore water, and he drinks half of what you give him. Very, very ancient temple carved in the side of a mountain. And this is called the cave that goes to Vaikuntha, which is right next to the Mangalgiri temple. So we went all the way to Vaikuntha and came back again. And here the devotees are drinking the sugar cane water or the guru water that was offered to Lord Nrsingadev. Here's more devotees in the cave that goes to Vaikuntha. They couldn't follow me all the way to Vaikuntha, but I told them about it later on. Also in the mood of Lord Nrsingadev, as you see here. And some of the pictures of the temple is also the bus stop. Inside the temple, carvings. Again, you have elaborate carvings on the pillars. And there's the temple up there on the hill, Mangalgiri. And with the painting of Lord Nrsingadev's face on the outside of the temple. There's also a Rath cart. The Rath carts in South India look different from the Rath carts in Jagannath Puri or elsewhere in India. They're actually more octagonal in shape, or sort of round, octagonal in shape in the south. And there's a picture. Oh, yeah, there's a picture I was holding of Pani Nrsinga. So you offer the gore, the sugarcane juice, into his mouth, and he drinks half of what you give him, and then he gives up the other half, and then the other half that he gives up, you actually take that as a remnant. It's a picture from his temple up on the hill. And that's a picture, I think, of Mangalgiri. And Lord Chaitanya's footprints again. They were installed by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Here's Nrsingha Bhagavan ripping to pieces or taking the intestines out of Hiranyakashipu. There's a painting on the wall of the temple. And there's a beautiful deity of Lord Vishnu there that's being taken care of by the South Indian Brahmins. Let's see, again, another view. Again, another me. And then the staircase going up there. And different figures carved in the side of the mountains. There's Lord Varaha, Lord Nrsingadev, Vamanadev, and Kurma, and Matsya, Matsya avatars. And so that is called Mangalgiri, which is another Nrsingadev temple. Next we go to, I believe, Ahovalam. The reason I'm showing this is because we were talking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting these different places. Wow, I got a whole bunch of pictures in the whole room. Okay, we'll try to go through these rather quickly. I haven't seen these in years, so you'll have to forgive me if we go rather quickly through them. Hold on a second. Here we are. At Ahovalam, Ahovalam has the 9 Nrsingadev deities. And there's different ponds there. There's one of the Nrsingha. This is, I think, Shant Nrsingha, who's giving us blessings. Then we climb up the Ugrastamba. It's quite a rough climb. This is a stream bed. It was dry at that particular point and very, very hot. So the devotees were climbing up. And there are different Lord Nrsingadev temples going up the hill. As you climb up the hill. And beautiful carvings also. You see so much work and deities of Lord Nrsingadev carved into the stone. Beautiful. You see the beautiful face of Lord Nrsingadev in this deity. Sorry that it's on its side. I didn't get a chance to go through these before. Here we are climbing up, and devotees all just feeling very, very blissful getting to the top of the hill. Just rough temples that are carved in the side of the hill to Lord Nrsingadev, and you see some of the deities of Lord Nrsingadev. Bodhi's very, very happy. See, Krishna consciousness is nice. If you could just remain very happy without getting entangled in this world, then life is very blissful. But as soon as you get entangled, life gets very complicated. This is the lower Ahovalam. Here we are in one of the temples with some of the devotees. See how happy everyone is? I mean, later on, some of these devotees had spiritual trouble and difficulties and things like that. But while they were connected, they felt blissful. So the whole idea in Krishna consciousness is to always remain connected to the spiritual energy. See, there's Jayashri again. Jayashri is just very, very happy, ecstatic to be visiting all these ancient temples, very, very ancient, and sometimes the deity rooms are quite dark. I remember taking some of these pictures. There is me getting the blessings of Lord Nrsingadev, Such an old picture, it's amazing. Nearing the top of the Ugrastamba and feeling very, very blissful. And then devotees at the top, I believe I have some pictures at the top of the Ugrastamba. Hold on, we'll get to the top. Oh yeah, the carvings have Lord Nrsingadev in the pillar, as we mentioned before. Beautiful, amazing pillars, amazing temple carvings. I mean, it took probably hundreds of years to do by skilled craftsmen. Sorry I'm going so quickly through it. There are so many pictures. That's Ramanujacharya. And of course, there's a picture of the bus, because we went up the hill on the bus, climbing higher and higher and higher. I hope I have a picture of the... Oh yeah, there's a picture of the Ugrastamba. That's a replica of the pillar from which Hiranyakashipu... Lord Nrsingadev jumped and killed Hiranyakashipu. It's to the side. I'm sorry about that. Here it is, closer. And the devotees climbed all the way to the top of the pillar. I think I have some pictures of that. Closer and closer. Devotees climbing. That was so many years ago. And here the devotees are at the top of the pillar. The very, very top. A very dangerous climb. And that is Ahobalam, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. And Ahobalam is actually the place of Lord Nrsingadev. And then, next... We are almost finished with the slideshow. Hold on a second. And as I said, I apologize for not organizing these things, but I have them organized somewhere else in one of my hard drives, and I didn't have time to find it today. So after Ahovalam, where we go? To Tirupati. Actually, no. Vijayanagar, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Roy. This is actually a really nice place. Just a few slides here. And they have beautiful deities there. And there's a beautiful ISKCON temple there, too. Hold on a second. I will share it with all of you. Deities of Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then... devotees being treated very nicely and taking prasadam together in the hall. Wherever we went, the devotees were taken care of very well. Practically speaking, we had prasadam prepared for us wherever we went. The temples just give a little donation. You get opulent prasadam. And the devotees were enjoying watermelon, particularly Jayashree. She loved the watermelon. That was her favorite part of the South Indian tour. This is where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Roy and had this discussion. This is the Godavari River, called the Ramananda Samvada. That is a discussion with Ramananda Roy, in which Ramananda Roy took the position of professor, in which they discuss different realizations of the ultimate goal of life, and ultimately they came to the realization that the ultimate goal of life was to worship Krishna in the mood of the Brajavasis. Here the devotees are taking water from the Godavari River. And there's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instructing Ramananda Roy, or actually Ramananda Roy took the position of the professor, so he was actually answering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's questions and elaborating on the principles of devotional service. So this is where this particular pastime occurred between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy along the banks of the Godavari in Vijayanagara. So this is a very important holy place for devotees. There's a beautiful ISKCON temple there now. When we first visited this particular slideshow, there at the top of the viewer, I can't get to the top of the viewer, that's the problem. So... hold on a second. Next we will get to Vijayanagara. How about Tirupati? Yes, Tirupati is next. And this was actually before the devotees built the new temple. And the second slideshow shows the new temple. Not the slideshow I have today, but perhaps in the future. So, all right, let's share this. Hold on a second. Yeah, there is a way to rotate, but if it's blocked, then it becomes a problem. It's blocked with the heading from the Zoom sharing. Hold on a second. Share screen. And this is Tirupati. And in the temple president's office is a beautiful, maybe I can move this thing a little bit. See if there's an option. Yeah, I can move it to the side. Let me move it down a little bit. Then I can rotate if necessary. This is Didi. This is the old temple, our old ISKCON temple in Tirupati. And this is a picture of Venkateshwara. Then we went to see Venkateshwara in Tirumala. At the beginning of the path, there's a very big deity of Garuda. And then also a very big deity of Hanumanji. And you go up the hill. This is the room I stayed in Tirupati. They gave me a very nice facility. This is a brahmachari ashram. That's how brahmacharis should live. And then walking up the hill, we go all the way to the top to what's called the Shivari temple, which is the main temple. These are the devotees in the old days. These devotees are quite old now, including me. And that, in the center, is Revati Raman, the temple president of our Tirupati Mandir. I was one of the original people who helped him develop the temple there in Tirupati. So, I mean, all the devotees know me very, very well. I've been there many, 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 many times. I was very friendly. I am very friendly with his family. He had two little girls who were now married with their own children. So we go back, Revati Raman and I go back a very, very long way. I should send him this picture. Or this picture. Actually, I look quite spiritual in that picture. I was young. And then the top of the hill in Tirupati, they have these elephants with tilak on them. And on the way up the hill, there's all these different animals. There is, of course, squirrels, giant squirrels. And you actually have tigers and panthers who kill people sometimes on the way up to see the Lord. Those are the feet of Venkateshwara. And some golden chariots that are used for the deity. And there are devotees, ISKCON devotees, who are guards at the temple. Amazing how many years ago that was. That was in 2001. And so that is actually 21 years ago that we were there. And we were all much younger. And that's one of our guards. Beautiful carvings in the temple. This, of course, is our guest house there. And then again, we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprints that were installed on the pathway to the Tirupati temple. This is the entrance to the Tirupati temple. Of course, you can't take any pictures of the deities, but this is an idea of what it looks like going into the temple. And single file, they push people to go in, take darshan of the deities. And this is the outside of the temple. This is Tirumala Hills. Venkateshwara, Venkata. And then we went all the way to the top to see these beautiful rock formations and gardens in the top of the hill. And this is called the Papavimochana, that you become free from sins by taking bath in these particular waterfalls. And they have a bath for the deities. They actually have a lake outside every temple in South India where they have water festivals for the deities. These are ISKCON deities, Radha Govinda, and later on the Astasakis were installed. This is Bhakta Scott, who got very tired trying to climb up to see Tirumala. You can see he's completely exhausted. But not me. I had the strength to run up the hill, even though I'm 200 years older than him. This is some of the temples on the way up the hill. Very, very steep steps. There's several miles going uphill on steps, on slopes and everything like that. And this is the model of the temple that was eventually built for ISKCON. Picture from the top of the hill in Tirumala. And that's all the pictures. Now, I really apologize for not having better pictures, because we took more tours, and next time we took actually even better pictures. And finally, I'm going to show you Srirangam. I think that's the last one I'll show today. And then maybe we'll go to the Chaitanya. Maybe we won't go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because that's where we ended up yesterday in our discussion of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Srirangam. So you remember some of the points about Srirangam. Let me share the screen. Hold on a second. I have to get it ready. And the first picture I'm going to show you is the body of Ramanujacharya. And we mentioned yesterday that Ramanujacharya... hold on a second. Let me share this first. That Ramanujacharya breathed onto a deity of himself and empowered that particular deity. And the deity you see is the deity in front. Hopefully everybody can see that deity. That's the deity of Sripad Ramanujacharya. And Sripad Ramanujacharya's body is in the back. It's wrapped in cloth. And they keep the crown on it and the danda. I don't know if you could see it so much. Let me see if I can make it bigger. There's Ramanujacharya's transcendental body in back of the deity that he breathed on and empowered to represent himself. So this deity is very, very special. And we are very fortunate to see the deity. There's a picture of the deity. And I think, yeah, there's another picture of a picture of the deity in Ramanujacharya's body. We actually saw it in person. This is just pictures of Ramanuja's pastimes. Hold on, so I just wanted to get ahead of this. So we could show you, because I wanted to show you, ultimately, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifestations there. And this is a picture of the deity, Sri Ranganath. And so you have Sri and Bhu. That means the two energies of the Supreme Personality of God. And before the deity, you have the Utsava deity, which is the festival deity, which they take out. And we were fortunate enough to see the festival deity that was taken out. Let's see. Someone has sent you a chat. Oh, you have a very large collection of photos. We got to put it together somehow or other from the 2007 tour. So hopefully we can get those together one day. And so this is the front of the temple in Srirangam. As you see, the elaborate, this is called the Gopuram, or doorway going into the temple. This is one of the traditions in South India. And the devotees bathing there. Again, every temple has its own lake where they have boat festivals for the deities. And here's some young people enjoying life. Then they took the deity out on parikrama and on a palanquin. We can see some of the palanquin carriers right here. Very, very thick sticks. I mean, I hopefully have more pictures of that. And again, the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were installed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he stayed 4 months at this place in the house of Venkatavato. And this is, of course, the deity room, which we weren't able to take pictures inside. Again, the Gopuram. And the devotees getting ready to go out and bring the deities out. The deities were on a palanquin. Here you get a better view of the palanquin. Quite a large palanquin. And the deities go out every day and they visit a brahmana's house. And the brahmana and his family make so many offerings to the deity, and they have kirtans, and they bring the deities back. And they're always chanting, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. Another view of the palanquin and the deity on the palanquin. I didn't get, there's the deity. That's the Utsava, or festival deity. Every temple in South India, and most places, has an Utsava deity, and the deity is that is taken out for festivals. Utsava means festival. And there's another deity, not the main deity. Again, pictures of Srirangam, beautiful carvings in the Gopurams on the outside of the temple. is some of the carvings, the top of the roof of the temple. I mean, just the atmosphere in South India is quite different than anywhere else in the three worlds. And this is the Hall of the Thousand Pillars. This hall is where the Alvars, the ancient Indian, South Indian saints, used to meet. The Alvars were actually poets, and some of the Alvars, interestingly enough, they were ladies. So it's not only men poets, but there were ladies who were poets, and they would meet in this hall and discuss about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is really traditional Indian architecture. So 1,000 pillars in this particular hall. And you can actually see some of the pillars. It's amazing, amazing, amazing hall. Then we get to the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped Lord Jagannath in Sri Rangam. Because as I mentioned yesterday, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Sri Rangam, he was feeling so much separation from Lord Jagannath that he carved deities of Lord Jagannath. And here you see a little deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holding on to the Garuda Stamba, which he did when he was in the temple of Lord Jagannath, and looking at the deities, and we'll see the deities in a second that Lord Chaitanya carved. These deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra were hand-carved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let's get a closer look at them, all right. Hand-carved by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this helped Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu endure his stay in Sri Rangam without the association of Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. So these are very, very special deities. Hopefully these deities are still there today. They were there in 2007, and I haven't been there since 2007. That was the last time I went there. Hopefully one day we'll get a chance to go back in this lifetime. And that's all within the compound which the deities are in, where Lord Chaitanya worshipped. These are different pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Particularly on this side, you see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas, leaving his household life, and then you have a kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again, some more gopurams, doorways, devotees, the old days, the transcendental goats. And this is, I can actually rotate this. Hold on a second. Here we go. I'm going to rotate this because it's such a nice picture. That's the Vaikuntha Dwara. It's opened on Vaikuntha Ekadashi. So it says that these doors, this door to the temple, opens up on Vaikuntha Dwadasi and Ekadashi. And it's a day that you can actually enter into the spiritual world. And there's so many wonderful, beautiful carvings, as you see. These are carvings of Sripad Ramanujacharya, who is the main acharya of Sri Rangam. Let's see, is that the last one? That may be the last one in this series. No, there are actually more. And there's more deities, let's see. More pictures. Yeah, that's the Jagannath Temple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's more pictures of Sri Rangam and the ancient aspects of the temple. And Ramanujacharya, more pictures of the deities. Oh yeah, this is the house. This is the house right here where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed during the 4 months of the rainy season. Of course, obviously they fixed up the house, but this is the location. And some of the descendants of Venkatabhata were there when I went in and I spoke to them. And, of course, they were talking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I think we finished right on time. Sorry we didn't get to the Chaitanya Charitamrita today. And I'm also sorry for the roughness of the slideshow, but I thought it might be enlivening for you all to hear or see. Because yesterday we were talking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visits to South India. So now we'll allow some of you to ask questions. Wait a second. Let me unmute you. Okay. Does, hold on a second. Anyone want to ask questions? Any questions from anybody?
Maharaj, I have question if no one else has.
Okay, Prang Govinda.
Please accept my humble obeisances, of course, to Prabhupada.
Okay.
Maharaj,
yeah.
To be born in that kind of temple, growing atmosphere with the Vedic culture and cultivate from childhood is such a attractive, such a charming. One has to be very fortunate to be born, isn't it?
Yes, one has to get the mercy of Krishna to be born in such a situation.
So sometimes my mind get disturbed when I heard that. I want to hear your comment also. When one devotee, Urukram Prabhu told this story, your god brother. Anyway, he went to Radharaman temple and he got blessing by the pujari. He said, I bless you, next life you take birth in Vrindavan and to worship here, become pujari. He was very happy until he told to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada says, oh, that's very nice. Now you should go back to him and tell him that you're going to bless him to take birth in the West and preach the glory of Radharama. Now, I know Prabhupada is right, but I wanted to just, I'm also attracted to the other aspect, to be born and grow up as a devotee, so Vedic culture in a temple, holy dham. But it seems like it put into secondary category.
What Prabhupada was addressing was that he was putting into a secondary category. Prabhupada was upset that this particular Goswami put preaching in the Western world or being a Western devotee in a secondary or in a lesser level of devotional service.
I see.
Prabhupada was addressing his being upset that this particular Goswami was actually thinking that if this devotee was fortunate enough to be born in a Brahmin family, he'd be qualified to worship the deities. So indirectly, this devotee was saying, or this Goswami was saying, that you're not really qualified to worship the deities, but if you're born in a Brahmin family, you will become qualified. So he was, basically he was propagating the ritualistic, smart to Brahmin conception. And Prabhupada was addressing that, which his guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was very strong in countering. So you have to understand, read between the lines. Like when you're from India, but in you're from Bengal, right?
Yeah. Actually, I'm from Tripura.
Tripura. So in Tripura, Tripura, Bengal, and Bengal, people are very soft-hearted and not so political. But when you get to UP and some of the, ritualistic brahmanas there, you have to be able to understand what they're saying when they're saying it. So he was saying that basically, go on with your Krishna consciousness. I mean, a reading between the lines or speaking between the lines or interpreting between the lines. He was saying, go on with your Krishna consciousness, you little Malecha. And if you are very faithful in Krishna consciousness and fortunate enough, you'll be born in a proper family in the next life.
Mm-hmm. So but that's not correct.
That's not correct. And so Prabhupada was countering that in his reply to this Goswami or the ritualistic brahmana. Because Dina Yata Chilo Harinamu Durilo, it doesn't really matter. And look at Haridas Thakur. He was born in a Muslim family.
Outcast,
certainly, outcast. And certainly no one blessed Haridas Thakur, if you're very nice and chanting Hare Krishna, you'll be born as a Brahmin in your next life. What to speak, you know, also Narottama Das Thakur. I mean, they were criticized. But the point is, a Vaishnava, Jati Bhuti, should never be considered in terms of his birth or his body. If one considers like that, or considers the deity to be made of stone or wood, then that person is possessed of hellish intelligence, a hellish mentality, right?
Yes.
So that particular Brahmin was making that point, whereas the devotee who heard it was a little naive about it. That's why he was so pleased to get blessed. It's like, you know, so it's like if I said to, not you, but if I said to one of the devotees, you know, Western devotee, if you chant Hare Krishna so nicely, then in your next life you'll get a chance to be born as a real devotee. Or, here's even a heavier one that I've heard ISKCON devotees use many times. Sometimes they say to women that if you are a very nice wife to your husband and meditate on your husband, you will be so fortunate to take birth as a what in your next life?
Man.
What? As a man. And then
yeah.
You can become a devotee. Haribol.
Maharaj is written in Shankaracharya's followers, Hindu
concept. Not a follower of Shankaracharya.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's being spread that side.
Yeah, that is very chauvinistic, discouraging, like that. And I've heard that said many times, that the woman's goal is to take birth as a man in the next life. Because, I mean, there's actually people even within ISKCON who make that propaganda that, oh, women shouldn't take initiation. They should just meditate on their Malecha husband, and in this way they will get a chance.
That's not correct.
They will get a chance to become men. And when they're men, they can be real devoted. You know, that's nonsense. So that's what that... Basically, what that Goswami was telling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's why Prabhupada got upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Prabhupada said, you know, you do your deity worship nicely, and if you're fortunate enough, and by doing it nicely, you'll be born in the West and get a chance to do Sankirtan. But we understand. What is that? Dina hina yati chilo hari namu dirilo. One who fallen, elevated, takes up the chanting of Hare Krishna, that person can become a pure devotee. Ahoituki pratyata yatma supersedite, right? Savarpum sam paro dharma yatod bhaktir hoksaje ahoituki pratyata yatma supersedite. That in this devotional service, pure devotional service is unmotivated, but there's also no prerequisite or impediment to being a pure devotee. Some
yes.
of the greatest devotees of the world are born in the West. And some of the greatest demons are born in India. I mean, Ravana was not born in America, was he?
No.
Kumbhakarna was not born in America. Hiranyakashipu was not born in America. Hiranyaksha was not born in America. They're Deshvasis. They're Deshis. Right?
Yeah. I never thought that way, but that's true.
That's actually quite funny. So it doesn't Ram matter
Krishna,
where. What's that?
Big Mayavadi. Ram Krishna, Vivekananda.
Ram
they're
Krishna,
big
yeah. I mean, he spoiled the whole world, not only India.
Yeah.
Ram Krishna, Vivekananda. You know, so you got. some really, I mean, you got some wonderful people in India, and you got like any other country in the world. You got wonderful people and you got horrible people. But Robin was a deshi.
I was told, Maharaj, they still worship in
Ravana
Vrindavan.
was an IBCD.
What is IBCD?
He was an IBCD. He was an Indian-born confused deshi. It's just like they have people who are sometimes people who are born in America called ABCDs, right? American-born confused
Yeah.
deshis. Ravana was an Indian-born confused deshi. And look at all the demons in Krishna Leela. They were all from Vrinda. They were all in Vrindavan.
Kongsa, yeah, is it?
Kamsa, he was, probably born a Mathura or something like that. He had an auspicious birth. Actually, the story of Kamsa's birth is quite interesting. That his mother's name was Padmavati,
Yes,
but he was
Maharaj
not.
Ugrasen's wife.
But he was not the son of Ugrasen.
No.
He was the son of a demon named Drumila. And this demon took the form of Ugrasen. He actually made himself look like Ugrasen, and he had a relationship with Padmavati, and Padmavati gave birth to Kamsa. So he really wasn't the son of his father. In a real sense. But still, he was born in Mathura. He's a Mathuravasi.
He's a
It's like,
Dambaji.
he's a Damvasi, yeah, he's a Damvasi. That's Kamsa. Of course, he was Kalanami in his previous birth, and there's that whole history. So it's not that someone's birth determines. And in Kali Yuga, it's described that in Kali Yuga, many demons will take birth in Brahmin families. Just like in Dwapara Yuga, many demons took birth as kshatriyas, kings. The reason Krishna appeared was because the earth was overburdened with demoniac force of kings. So the place of birth is not really that important. It's your consciousness, guna karma vibhagashaha, qualities and work, and that's what we're interested in.
Maharaj
Okay.
Chaitanya Bhagavat says that Kali Yuge Rakshasa Biprer Ghare Janmebek Sujaner Hingsa Koribar.
Yes.
Chaitanya Bhagavat says that in Kali Yuga, the Rakshasa will take birth in a Brahmana family to out of enviousness, they will exhibit, they will disrupt.
Yeah, they'll
But
disrupt the chat. Yeah.
the Suduya, I mean Kali Yuga Brahman, the ISKCON have producing thousands of Brahmanas.
Yes, I mean, by Prabhupada's mercy, we're producing thousands of real Brahmanas. A Brahmana is one who knows Brahman, not a one who has a certain type of birth.
But we should not think like some children could be. I mean, I don't want to think that, but that sloka is behind me in
Yeah,
memory
I
sometimes.
mean, even within ISKCON, it's not that every Brahman is a real Brahman. Sometimes there's Kali Chelas. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that they'll be Kali Chelas.
Dalai Mala. Yeah.
They'll be Kali Chelas in the guise of devotees.
Yeah.
No, he's a disciple of Kali. Okay, who else has a
Maybe that's
question?
me.
What? No,
That's
no.
me, Maharaj. I
All
got a
right.
question.
So we'll give you the name Kali Chela Goswami Maharaj. Okay, I think
I have some
Mayapur has.
question.
Who has a question? Oh yeah. Okay, I'm recurring. So.
Please accept my humble obeisances, Maharaj.
Oh.
Yesterday, your transcendental pastimes with Tirupati, the Tirupati priest, head priest came back
Yeah.
to. It's so transcendental. I really enjoy it, and it is really transcendental. Your pure devotee. By
Thank
these
you.
pastimes, we could realize it, Maharaj. And you speak about a little bit Venkatavata
And the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what actually Lord Chaitanya Venkatabhata, can you explain a little bit?
Very, very, very quickly, Venkatabhata was a devotee of Lakshmi Narayan, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sort of was teasing Venkatabhata. He said to him, your Lakshmi performed austerities for millions of years to have the association of Krishna, but you say she's so chaste. And Venkatabhata knew the answer to that. He said, yes, because Krishna and Narayan are actually the same person. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him a question. He said, but even though she performed all those austerities for many years, she could not enter into Vrindavan, or the association of Krishna and Vrindavan. And Venkatabhata could not answer the question. He just became very confused. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said it was because she was attached to her opulence as Lakshmi. So to enter Vrindavan, one has to give up attachment to opulence, one's personal opulence or enjoyment of opulence. One has to be very, very simple. Just like, for example, if someone is very attached to wearing very opulent clothes or a lot of jewelry or something like that, and crowns. Of course, none of our devotees wear crowns, as far as I know. But sometimes devotees are really attached to dressing nicely, both men and women, and with opulent clothes. That's actually a sign of Vaikuntha. So one has to be very simple. Even in the Bible it says one has to become like a child to enter into the kingdom of God. So that we accept that too, that one has to become very, very simple and humble. Trinadapi sunichena turodi vasihishna amanina manadena kirtaniyasadahari. In this way, one can enter into Vrindavan. If one wants to worship the Lord and be a very opulent person, then you get to go to Vaikuntha. But we want to go to Vrindavan. Thank you for asking the question. I think we have to end now. Thank you very much for all of you, for joining us. And we're sorry that the slideshow was a little sloppy, but you know, I did the best I could within a short amount of time. I'm going to look for my PowerPoint, so perhaps in the next few days we can actually show it in a better way. The handcart was, someone asked a question. Yes, Pundarik Vijayaniti was in a special position. Someone asked the question of the handcart deity. Lord Jagannath is not in the Srirangam temple. It's actually outside the temple, across the street from the house of Venkatabhata. Because the Srirangam temple is surrounded by Brahmins, and then there's another surrounding by Kshatriyas, another surrounding by Vaishyas, another surrounding by Shudras. So that's like Varnashram in practice or in display at Srirangam temple. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Gaur, Premananda, Hari Hari Bhav.